the gods, and for having built a bridge over the ocean, does not constitute the factual glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramachandra, whose spiritual body is always engaged in various pastimes. Lord Ramachandra has no equal or superior, and therefore he had no need to take help from the monkeys to gain victory over Ravana. As stated in the Veda, Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate natat samascha pyadikasya drishyate parasya shaktir vividai vashuyate svava vikidhyana balakriya cha. The Supreme Lord has nothing to do and no one is found to be equal to or greater than him. For everything is done naturally and systematically by his multifarious energies. The Lord has nothing to do, natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. Whatever he does is his pastime. The Lord has no duty to perform, nor to oblige anyone. Nonetheless, he appears to act to protect his devotees or kill his enemies. Of course, no one can be the Lord's enemy, since who could be more powerful than the Lord? There's actually no question of anyone being his enemy. But when the Lord wants to take pleasure in pastimes, he comes down to the material world and acts like a human being, thus showing his wonderful glory of activity to please the devotees. His devotees always want to see the Lord victorious in various activities, and therefore to please himself and them, the Lord sometimes agrees to act as a human being and perform wonderful uncommon pastimes for the satisfaction of the Lord. Lord Ramachandra's reputation for having killed Ravana with showers of arrows at the request of the demigod, and for having built a bridge over the ocean, does not constitute the factual glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramachandra, whose spiritual body is always engaged in various pastimes. Lord Ramachandra has no equal or superior, and therefore he had no need to take the help from the Maimonides to gain victory over Ravana. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishtaya Vishale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityananda Namaste Saraswati Devi Kauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Satkatyari Satarine Raghupati Raghava Rajaram Raghupati Raghava Rajaram Patita Bhavana Sitaram Patita Bhavana Sitaram Raghupati Raghava Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Jaya Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Jaya Lakshman Hanuman Jaya Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman. Here it is said that two activities which are usually brought in connection with Lord Rama Chandra are not really the sign of his glory. There is one killing the invincible demon Ravana, who makes the three birds cry out of total sadness. And the second is the building of a floating bridge over the ocean, the river, so much the glory. Why? Because the Lord can easily do these, perform these things with his powerful material energy. To remember, we had in Germany an enemy which we called Ravana, and it was Hark, the priest, the anti-sect man who really wanted to finish the existence of the Vaishnava movement in Germany. And we wanted to bring in all kinds of things about this person, that hopefully he does not he discontinues with his activities. So then one day I just heard that Krishna had taken care of him. He had sent a little basilic into his liver, which caused serious disease, which the demon could not defeat him. He was little, must have been, you know, microbic inside. And Krishna easily took care of the demon. He didn't have to appear to kill a spark. In the same way, Krishna doesn't have to appear to kill a demon. Reason not. He does very easily by his powerful material energy. And also, building a bridge over the ocean by creating weightlessness in the mountains and rocks, which they use as floating bridge. It really must have been also a lot. The Bhagavad Gita, it is described how Krishna tells himself how he understands each planet and keeps the planets afloat. What is the problem for him than to keep a little stone afloat? We will be glad to hear that you can visit in Dwarka one of these floating stones here. It looks really impressive. They swim in a sort of worshipful area which is looking almost like a Bruna and floating there. But it's not the glory of the Lord. And the glories of the Lord. And there are many, and I want to tell you a few of these glories today. One is remember, I think, that when Lord Ramachandra attacked the capital of Ravana on Sri Lanka, Ravana sent forth all his powerful generals, there were many, and did not fight himself until the very, very last end, when Indrajit, his last demon, was killed. So then, Ravana came out. Now, Ravana was, there was no equal to him in the world. He had a queen, came out, and he was very, very sure of his victory. Everyone was very happy that another powerful master, Blanca, would come out. He came and he started, and Rama confronted him and he was like Ramachandra. What he did is with arrows, he smashed the powerful chariot of Ravana with then he smashed all the weapons of Radha. But Rama stood left, the weapon left. Rama said, you see, you should not have a life. Now go back into your ecstasy. Today I will not kill you. You have still a chance. You can surrender. Surrender doesn't mean just the way we use it, but it means also the war with the other side, surrender. Still, and give Sita back. Still possible. And I'll go back. Come back tomorrow and tell me what you have decided. In that evening, Ravana, who, this had never happened to him in his whole life, he was totally humiliated. I think in Serbia he can understand what this means. He was totally humiliated by this. He hadn't even started to fight, he was cut. But he did not want to return Sita, because it is described in the Gita how a demon thinks. He thinks that the only reason to live is really to satisfy the senses until the end. If that is not possible, well, it's a reason of life. That's his secret belief. That's the reason why this civilization goes crazy, is because they have this in their belief system. That's how they function, that's how they value things, that's how they make their decisions. It's only this very greedy thing. So now listen how the story unfolds, because it's very interesting to study how Ravana was not willing to surrender. You might recognize sometimes a lower self of you in this. Now, he had from his various exploits of the Amitoya a special instrument, musical instrument, on which he could play and satisfy Lord Shiva. Shiva is a lover of good music, and Ravana was good. He was really good. Ravana had many admirers. I mean, he chanted mantra so well that Agni came to listen, because he was so good. He was not an uncultured uncultured man, he was extremely cultured. So he made music, you can't believe it. Hare Shiva said, yes, I am very pleased, you know, this was very good music. And you played it all for me, yes, said Ravana, because I need you. Please give me a boon. Well, what is it, said Shiva. Well, tomorrow I have to fight with this human being there, and I hate to say I have a feeling he's quite powerful. I hate to admit it, but can't you just make him victorious tomorrow? It's not the point. No! So time was growing short, and Shiva had told him, no, if you don't do this, I can't help you. You know, Ram is the supreme personality of God. I'm his servant. Who else can I do? Who is my guru? Sabra Dasli. Now we get into trouble. Alexandra, also, do you understand English? Yes. Very good English. Yes. 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 So now it gets interesting. Whom else to approach? You know, the demons are in trouble. They think of their purgatories. You know. I know. So he went down to the lower planetary system. And there, he wanted to come to his friend Bali, to ask Bali for help. But we all know that Vishnu had promised Bali to become his god. And then Ravan wanted to pass the gate, he met upon this very mystical god. He didn't look like Vishnu. And the god said, who is this? He said, I'm not anything for anyone. And he wanted to pass, and the god just met near the foot of the way, and became big. Grew, and Ravan was struck by his foot. Now Ravan also knew that mystical potency, and he immediately expanded himself to turn him a passes through to this god, this mystical god. But the god, he is not God, God. Yeah. And just kicked them back many miles. And, Ravana had never experienced this in his life before. So what he did is, he became like a little mouse, so small. And when he came to the god looked at him, and just laughed at him, but allowed him to pass. So, Ravana came up, but everything turned against me. I'm not going to give back Sita. I'm not a fool. She's the most beautiful woman of the universe. Why should I give her that? So she went to Bali. Who received him? Could you kindly explain what the strange god you have? Oh, you won't understand him, said Bali. Let us talk about something else. So, in the end, so, but I haven't said that, well, I have not much time. I just will tell you why I came here. So, Lori, just I need your help tomorrow. I'm fighting this human being. Just to be sure, please come with your army. Who is it? It's Ram. Oh, yeah, then I can help you. Get back Sita. Oh, no, this I can't. I can't. You can't help me against Ram? What's wrong with you? He is my worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, said Ali. You also have become a fool, said Ram. Yes, I will. That's another subject. I will. One thing said, Bali, you need money for the war. I want to give you a little gold. Come with me. And they went. And the Reverend Raven saw something which looked like a mountain of gold set with giant diamonds. Oh, said Raven, you want to give this to me? Yes, the time is you can carry this. Raven went under the mountain of gold, and he could all mount a new problem for him to carry. Now this he couldn't carry. Strange mountains you have here, said Raven. Come with me. I don't know. Bali brought him into a distance of, I believe, a few kilometers. Look now at the mountain. It looks very strange. It looks more like an earring, I would say. But, this is the earring of someone who was your brother in your past life. The earring of Hiranyaksha. Not Hiranyakashipu. The earring of him. He was killed by Vishnu. Ram is the Vishnu. You better give back Sita. And by the way, this god who kicked you away, that was also, that was Vamana, who is also another form of Vishnu. You should be intelligent. Yes, I am intelligent. I will not give up Sita. So this is how he went back to the upper world. He went into his palace. He could not sleep one night. He had dreams of his death. And then he went into the battlefield. And we know from the Bhagavatam and from the Ramayana what happened then. Lord Ramachandra killed him by aiming an arrow which pierced Ravana's heart like a thunderbolt. Upon seeing this, Ravana's followers raised a tumultuous sound, crying, "Alas! Alas! What has happened? What has happened?" As Ravana, vomiting blood from his 10 mouths, fell from his airplane, just as a pious man falls to earth from the heavenly planets when the results of his pious activities are exhausted. And this Lord Ramachandra is, however, extremely merciful, and this is his true glory. As we said, these things are very, very amazing. his past life, but the true glory for us as his devotees is that he is very merciful. Here said, he had no need to engage the help of the monkeys to gain victory over Ravana, but nevertheless he made them part of his entourage. As I have often told you, I feel very much similar to this type of speaking. If I look back at my previous life before becoming an initiate by Srila Prabhupada, not even then, there is no need for Krishna to take our help. It is not necessary, but Krishna's glory is that although we are not so important, he still engages us in his service. This is Ramachandra's true glory, not to build a bridge, not to kill Ravan and his followers, but his true glory is that he engages us in his service. I want to tell you a little story which I personally like very much. It's something which Arjuna experienced when he went to the place from where the bridge to Lanka was built. Arjuna at that time was on a pilgrimage. It was during the 13 years when they were in the forest for banishment. Banishment means? So he, so Arjuna was walking about. He had his bow, the Gandiva bow, with him, and he went alone to some places of pilgrimage, mainly two reasons: to purify himself, but also to gain weapons for the battle of Kurukshetra. He would please, for instance, Lord Shiva and get the Pashupatra weapon with him, which he killed Kana. Without that weapon, he could never have killed Kana. So, on this way, something happened. He was at the ocean looking, you know, where the bridge was built. All of a sudden, the little monkey was next to him and said, but the monkey gets like this. Who are you? I asked. You know, there's a powerful Kshatriya that doesn't announce himself to anyone or everyone. When someone asks a powerful man or a person, he usually doesn't answer. What Arjuna asked the monkey there? Not many Arjuna. Well, I am from five Pandavas and one of them. He was in a humorous, he was in a very humorous mood. He was the monkey who can speak with, after all, something special. And he was, what can you do? Asked the monkey. Hmm. I dream about getting a little girl. Where would this conversation go to? Can you shoot? Can you make a bridge with your arrows, which I cannot break? Said the monkey. Said the monkey. And he's a monkey. Now, most of you don't know the art of Arjuna. He could build with his arrows everything. He could stop the Ganga by just shooting the arrows in such a way. He once built a house which was so strong, much stronger than such a house like your parents have built. It was so powerful it could withstand atom bombs. That was his power by shooting the arrow. So Arjuna said, you are lightweight, my dear monkey. Why do you ask such a question? It says, do you want to insult me? Is this your purpose in asking these questions? A little bit cultural question. You're a monkey. Don't ask these things to Arjuna, the valley of the Pandava. Well, said the monkey, I think you can't build a bridge which I cannot break. Only because you can speak, I will discuss with you. He shot a beautiful bridge. The monkey bent on the bridge and it broke and he was swimming in the ocean. Came back and said, try another one. Oh, said Arjuna, this is getting to the... Or you just accept that you can't do the bridge with a little monkey can't break. So Arjuna was getting very disturbed. He said, if I can't build the bridge, I will enter into fire. This is too much. A monkey, small monkey breaks my bridge. And he built again a bridge. On the bridge. But this time he just grew up to the sky when the bridge at one time broke. And then he spit in the ocean, which was only the sea for him. Who are you? I'm Hanuman, said the monkey. So then Arjuna had given a promise to get to go into the fire. He just looked for firewood and Hanuman said, no, it's not necessary. But Arjuna was finished. He went into the fire, but in the last moment it is described, very last moment, Krishna, he said, no. He wanted to build, to go into the fire. I'm very sorry, forget this, please. Very important that you totally forget it. Have you forgotten it? So, now it gets interesting. Now, Arjuna wanted to go into the fire, but Hanuman said, no, not necessary. Try again. You know I'm also powerful. You just want to see who's more powerful. Just try again. Don't give up so fast. So Arjuna did everything he could. He built a bridge from granite. So Hanuman went on the bridge. But it could not be broken. He really grew until the big bridge was just like a line on the paper. And again it did not break. And Jonah was getting hope. And he grew even taller. Again it did not break. Hanuman was going on. And at that particular moment, all of a sudden, a beautiful young boy appeared and said, you are both bewildered. Arjuna, you are proud that you have power to build to be a powerful Kshatriya, but have you forgotten it is due to me that you can build the fight or shoot arrows? And Hanuman, the boy turned into Rama. Wonderful ball of Rama. Hanuman was like, Jai Ram, gosh. Have you forgotten? It is due to me that you have these powers. Both of you don't have potency independently. And there is a beautiful verse in the sixth chapter of the Bhagavatam which says, due to the power of the Lord, we have strength in our body, we have strength in our mind, we have strength in our senses. I have seen this yesterday when I visited our patient in the hospital, and I saw how Krishna had taken away really all power from him. He could not even move the arm alone. Only when he waved goodbye, he just did it somehow. In one moment, this can happen to all of you. Mahorana may enter the stage with great enthusiasm to sing, but the voice may be gone from one moment to the next. You may enter into the Sankirtan arena to distribute books, but you may find yourself so weak you can't even take the book, although you don't have the mental strength to even approach one kami. You feel stuck. You want to stay and eat bread and butter and so on. We often forget this because we take our health and our youth and the mode of passion which helps us so often for granted. But I have also seen in my own case, when I was in this health crisis, there were days where I was so weak that I could not eat any longer. It was almost inconceivable for someone who is expecting the Ramachandra to be offered to the Lord, you know, and then getting some remnant. It can can happen. So this is the lesson which the Lord taught. He is so kind, and this is why I'm reading this verse today to all of you. He did not have to take the help from his servants, but nevertheless he did do this out of his mercy. It's due to his mercy that we are able to do anything this, due to his mercy that we have the health to do anything, due to his mercy that we have the intelligence to do anything, even due to his mercy that we have the knowledge and inspiration in our heart to do anything. This is how a devotee acts. There is a purpose in the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is a very, very amazing. Prabhupada says that before a devotee eats, he asks for the permission of the Lord. Before he does anything, he asks for the permission, because he knows, a pure devotee knows, I'm acting not because I'm the great doer, I'm acting because I'm allowed by the Lord to act. So this is some meditation which we can do on this appearance day of Lord Ramachandra. If you want to read the verse later in your life, I'm always speaking for those who are taking it. In the 9th canto, chapter 11, text number 21, 22. The next verse is another. Lord Ramachandra's spotless name and fame, which vanquish all sinful reactions, that's his name, are celebrated in all directions like the ornamental cloth of the victorious elephant that conquers all directions. Great saintly persons like Markandeya Rishi still glorify his characteristics in the assemblies of great emperors like Maharaj Yudhishthira. Similarly, all the saintly kings and all the demigods, including Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, worship the Lord by bowing down with their helmet. Let me offer my obeisances under his lotus feet. And then, next one. Sadhyaishprishto vidrishto vasandishto nugato piva koshalaste jayus Anam yatra gacchanti yoginah. Lord Ramachandra returned to his abode to which bhakti yogis are promoted. This is the place to which all the inhabitants of Ayodhya went after they served the Lord in his manifest pastimes by offering him obeisances, touching his lotus feet fully, observing him as a father like king, sitting or lying down with him like equal, or even just accompanying him. So he returned to his abode to which bhakti yogis are promoted. I believe there's a verse where it says, it is in the 9th canto, but I will not be able to find it for you. Unfortunately, it is that Lord Ramachandra returned home. He went with all the inhabitants of Ayodhya into the river which was flying before that capital. And then they all went back home, back to Godhead. from the river. Wonderful, isn't it? Just took everyone on a river party. Don't know if I can say it like this. Good. Do you have any questions regarding this? Narottam Thakur also. He tells those Ashur disciples, please bath me. Then, in the Ganga, then his body turned into milk. Lovely. If there is a special meaning, well, it is holy water. This is one reason that we know from just very, very simple knowledge. We know that a holy dharma helps you to make contact with the spiritual world. I just stress this. And the holy dharma helps you to make contact with the Supreme Personality of God as established. In other words, it's so good to be saturated. See, when you leave, for instance, your body in Vrindavan, you should demand, it's very important that when you feel that the death is coming, tell everyone, please carry me on the bare earth of Vrindavan, because there the place is there. Don't die on the bare earth. I mean, maybe not very much better than in the hospital, but it must be on the earth. Because this contact is helping so much, and the water is also obviously there. Beyond that, I do not know of a reason. This is what I can think of. But I have learned one thing in my life, Ishwari. Well, my questions also it's always very good to know directly from the Shastra. See, when I was in studying the 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita about the demonic quality, I was thinking very deeply about my life, because there Krishna says, summarizes the demonic qualities in 26, starts with Dumba, pride, and then others, which, you know, sometimes we all experience these qualities. Arjuna was also worried. He said, what am I? I'm sometimes proud, and now I will fight, I will be violent. Am I a demon or what? Krishna specifies him, no, don't worry. Then he explains for Arjuna what a real demon is. It's very interesting how he explains what they think, what is their philosophy, and what they do when they get money. You know, what the interior of their thought is. It's a really It's a wonderful psychology of the week. So I will make in Germany I really want to give seminars on the Bhagavad Gita. It's too difficult in Serbia because of the time factor. I can't get into the time, and the audience really is not all the time with me. And as a lecturer, I get highly irritated when I want to speak for the people, not for me. But there I will explain all these details. I want to do this because it's just glorious. And then Krishna, in the end of the 16th chapter, really describes what is the difference between the demon and the devotee. And you will be very amazed to hear. I was thinking about this for quite some time. But Krishna says the difference is really that the devotees will follow the Shastra, whereas the demons not. They reject the scripture. It's really this. And if you think about it deeply, it means a devotee may sometimes have bad qualities. I mean, we all come from backgrounds which are certainly not spiritually. But we agree to follow the guiding lines of Krishna, which are set down in the Shastra. This differentiates us from when I understood this, I thought it became clear to me. Yes, how otherwise will you follow God if it's not through what He has put down in the books? And what will be your chance? Therefore, Rupa Goswami, he says that anyone who does not follow Shastra, even if he is a devotee, he creates a disturbance. He may mean well, but the disturbance. This brings me back to one of my main points, which I have to say whenever I get a chance: read the books. Read the books. It's important, otherwise where will you get the guideline and the knowledge how to act in a spiritual way? It's very interesting that Krishna puts it right on this spot. Demon Nashastram reading Uttaravichyavati scripture. Really I think it's devotee, and you will live his life guided by the Shastra. We know what this also means. It means Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, they come together in a package. So, the reason, I'm sorry, it really was not directly your question, but after I read this, I became convinced. I want to give Shastic answers, and this is just what I personally, it's called philosophical speculation. Philosophical speculation is alright, mental speculation is to be overcome and it just means what you have heard to put it together. After all, we are allowed to think also. We are encouraged to think. any other questions? Then I think we should just say Lord Ramachandra ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi ki jai. So may I just ask a few questions for a little bit of a profile?
No, it's everything really works.
I don't believe it.
I na isti način, ako se povezeš sa centrom svih energije, u ovom slučaju, mislim, a to je Bog, zamislite koliko ćete onda energije imati.
And it is also the easiest path, because you are no longer actually dependent on your own limited and small powers.
I ono što je najvažnije, taj put je i najlakši, zato što na tom putu nismo ograničeni na svoju malu snagu i svoju moć.
So in concluding, I want to say this path of bhakti yoga can be easily started.
I ono što želim reći kao za kraj je da taj proces, put bhakti yoga, vrlo lako možemo započeti.
And it begins with chanting the names of Krishna.
I to, taj proces započinje pevanjem imena Krishna.
Sound vibration is actually transforming the consciousness from material to spiritual.
Zvučna vibracija, transcendentalna zvučna vibracija transformira materijalnu svjesnost u duhovnu svjesnost.
Yes. So it also, the process of bhakti yoga can also be started by reading the informations in the Vedic scriptures.
Također proces bhakti yoga započinje ako počinjemo čitati informacije iz pisa Veda.
All like you all are doing, hearing lectures on the science.
Ili kao što vi već svi ovdje to radite, to je da slušate lekcije o ovoj nauci.
Now some of the people ask, sounds all very interesting, but why do you need a god for this? Why is God important for this?
I mnogi mogu reći, ovo zaista zvuči vrlo interesantno, ali šta će vam, zašto vam je potrebno za sve to Bog?
What has God to do with self-realization?
Šta Bog ima sa procesom samospoznaje?
I mean, the very word self-realization indicates that it's, one is only, one is dependent on oneself. Why another? A druga?
Jer sama reč samospoznaje ukazuje samo na nas same. Zašto nam uopšte nam je tu potreban neko drugi?
The answer is actually very interesting.
Odgovor je vrlo interesantan.
It is because we are part of the supreme consciousness.
Ali odgovor leži u tome da smo mi deo te vrhovne svjesnosti.
To give you a simple example.
Da vam dam jedan vrlo jednostavan primjer.
In the morning you can see yourself very easily when the sun rises.
Ujutro se možete ugledati vrlo jednostavno kada sunce izađe.
You follow the example?
Da li još uvijek sledite ovaj primjer?
You see the sun and simultaneously with the light of the sun you see yourself.
Znači vi vidite sunce istovremeno pomoću svjetlosti koja dolazi od sunca vi možete vidjeti i sami sebe.
In the same way, by coming in contact with Krishna you actually begin to come in contact with yourself. You see yourself.
Na isti način, kada dođete u kontakt sa Krišnom, možete ugledati i sami sebe.
So it is a very easy process of yoga, but very powerful.
To je vrlo jednostavan proces joge, ali vrlo moćan.
Just like the example of the plane ride shows you.
Kao što je onaj primjer sa letenjem u avionu vam pokazao.
You just get into the plane and...
Vi samo uđete u avion i...
Yes. Nema problema. So I want to really request all of you to make a critical analysis of this.
Ja bih vas zamolio da si napravite jednu kritičku analizu svega ovoga.
And to also make an experiment.
Ali također da napravite eksperiment.
And you will see the result supersedes by far your boldest imagination.
Tako da na kraju kada napravite ovaj eksperiment, vjerovali ili ne, rezultat će biti mnogo veći nego što je očekujete.
Hvala puno. Hare Krishna.